Thank you, Michael, and thanks for the invitation to talk about this potential uptake of pharmaceuticals and personal care products, which we call PPCPs. I think we find ourselves drowned in a lot of chemicals, be it soil, water, or air. And I was reading one report, there are about 100,000 chemicals which are present in the environment, and every week there are about thousands more chemicals added to those potential chemicals which we can detect if we have the methods in our environment, maybe soil, water, or food. So last couple of years, we have been taking the drinking water for granted. So look how happy she is drinking the tap water. But after a couple of reports finding the pharmaceuticals and personal care products, I don't know what the expression on her face. Not only water, we are finding these PPCPs in our food also. And most likely the source is either animal manure we use or biosolids we use to fertilize our crops. And more recently, some of the states have started using recycled water to irrigate those crops. And another source can be, I couldn't resist not to show you this slide. See, on this corner here, there's a lettuce head growing, so I was glad that they're not irrigating directly that lettuce, which probably go in somebody's salad. For today's talk, I will cover about some of the routes and processes of uptake of organic chemicals. Very general, most of you are aware of those. Some of the relationship between physicochemical properties of those PPCPs and their partitioning and transport into the plants. And some of the published literature, I'll talk about which chemicals people have already detected in plants. And at the end, I'll try to present a framework to predict which PPCs have the highest chance to be taken up by plants and should be studied in detail in terms of risk assessment for human health. A couple of years back when we started this work on plant uptake with Steesh and Holly, and we were talking about there's so many chemicals in the environment. So how do we select these chemicals to study whether there is enough plant uptake to provide some risk assessment tool? So hopefully, by end of this talk, I'll provide that framework to all of you so that you can probably get some stimulus money to study all those compounds. Basically, there are two principal uptake pathways. One is root uptake and one is foliar uptake. Because we are dealing with PPCPs and my focus is from manure and biosolids, for today's talk, I'll keep my focus on the root uptake rather than foliar uptake part. So mostly all these PPCPs or organic chemicals are taken up by plants in a passive way with the transpiration stream, and what plants take up the water, they absorb all these organic chemicals or PPCPs. And normally there are two mechanisms, apoplastic and symplastic, and it's generally accepted that with low KOW compounds, apoplasmatic pathway is major pathway for plant uptake, and for highly lipophilic compounds or high KOW, symplastic transport may be important. So what are the factors? All over the literature dealing with the pesticide and herbicides, we know that physicochemical properties of these compounds, such as water solubility, vapor pressure, octanol water partition coefficients are important. Some of the environmental characteristics like soil organic matter, mineral content are important. I'll just touch base on that once in a while to make a point. And some of the plant characteristics also important, just like root structure and lipid content of the plants. So again, I won't focus much on the last two, but may point out once in a while. Let me take you to the drug development setting. Well, all these pharmaceutical chemists which are working on developing new drugs or assessing their efficacy, that how these drugs will be absorbed in the body, whether taken orally or dermally. So they have to penetrate the cell walls, blood-brain barrier to get into the blood and do what they are supposed to do. So we have three major libraries. I'll be referring to the first one again and again, that United States adopted names, USAN. That library has about 8,000 PPCPs in that. And the last one is World Drug Index. That has about 50,000 compounds. So in the USAN library, how this drug chemist know the which drugs they need to study in the second phase of efficacy study, they study the basically four major properties of those compounds: lipophilicity, molecular weight, hydrogen bond donors, or hydrogen bond acceptors. So I'll discuss these one by one and use some of the published literature in plant uptake studies also to complement. So mostly, log KOW expresses ratio of octanol solubility to aqueous solubility appears in one form or other in all sort of literature on plant uptake of organic compounds or PPCP or pesticides. But if you see the USAN library, only 10% of USAN compounds have log KOW greater than 5. So that's one good indicator that if the log KOW is greater than 5, probably those compounds won't be absorbed by our body. So I'll show you some complement data that, hey, it may be true for plant uptake too. So those compounds probably will be wasting our money to study plant uptake or risk assessment. Looking at that y-axis transpiration stream concentration factor for some of the compounds against time, and you can see that as the log KOW increases, that factor decreases, or there is smaller uptake for those compounds in water. Recently, Dettenmeyer et al. Published sigmoidal relationship of transpiration concentration factor with log KOW, with the theoretical ranges from 0 to 1. As log KOW increases beyond certain point, there won't be any plant uptake, but the low plant uptake, there will be almost one this coefficient. But in general, in literature, the accepted shape of the curve is bell-shaped, with most people saying that maximum uptake occurs at log KOW or 3.3, from 1.8 to 3.3. But most of these studies have been conducted either in hydroponic or for a very short time on excised root system or plants. So whether this is true for the actual field conditions where we are growing the plants in soil, and remember, the source of this PPCP is biosolids, manure, which have inherently high organic matter. So they are so strongly adsorbed. Total concentration may be high, but bioavailable composition content of that may be very small. Again, I mentioned that plant may affect most of those studies which have developed the bell-shaped curve were conducted for only a few hours. But if you see these concentration factors for the growing crops in the field, this uptake decreases with time, and also it's plant-dependent. I was talking about adsorption of these PPCPs to soil. Again, clearly, when these PPCPs are adsorbed to the soil, their availability is less, so concentration in the plant may be very small. So this is more clear from this slide. You can see for hydroponic situation, the highest concentration factor may appear at about 3.3 log KOW. But the same plants, if we grow in the soil with 1% organic matter, that shift from 3.3 peak concentration come up to be at 1.8 now. But if we have the soil with organic matter of 5%, see the fraction of reduction in this concentration factor from almost 0.8 to less than 0.2. So organic matter of the soil plays a very important role, which generally is ignored in all the modeling studies and estimation of plant uptake of these compounds. Second is a property, it's molecular weight. This is the obvious choice because in literature, poorer intestinal and blood-brain barrier permeability is reported with higher molecular weight compounds. There is a rapid decline in permeation time as a function of molecular weight in lipid bilayers. All the drug industry chemists, they have studied that, and there's a lot of literature. So I went back to the USN library and saw that only 11% compounds had molecular weight greater than 500. And 8% compounds had molecular weight greater than 600. So that means the high molecular weight compounds like tylosin, clarithromycin, just the old shorts, give some data. So there are less chances of their being taken up by plants. And I'll show you some of the published literature showing that. So influence of molecular weight, again, the World Drug Index reveals that most common drugs have molecular weight range of 300 to 400. And tentatively, they have four molecular weight ranges defined depending upon their permeation. And it's well known that molecular weight greater than 500 to 600, there is very restricted molecular diffusion of those compounds. So Parts and Guy presented this graph that how molecular weight is interacts with log KOW in terms of permeation of these compounds through cell membranes. So you can clearly see if you increase the log KOW, permeability decreases. Increase the molecular weight, again, the permeability decreases. And recently, that Kamenich et al., they presented this curvilinear relationship, again, with the molecular weight and log KOW, and the permeability decreases as we increase both. So I'll point to this region. What I did was I went to the targeted sewage sludge survey conducted by EPA in 2006 and 2007. So in this graph, there are compounds. They analyzed 84 sewage sludge or biosolid samples throughout the country and detected all sort of pharmaceutical products, other industrial chemicals, PBDs, and everything. So I'm reported here top 25 to 30 chemicals in terms of their detection in those samples and in terms of highest concentration reported in the samples. And some of these compounds are same or similar to what we find in most of the animal manures, maybe swine, turkey, or dairy. So you can see some of the steroid hormones, flame retardants, PBDs, and PHAs. So what I did is, on the previous graph, I overlaid these compounds according to their molecular weight and log KOW. So you can see these compounds overlaid in three colors, one in green, one in blue, and one in red. So all these green compounds are, which I have the published literature that they are taken up by the plants. All the red compounds, people have studied those, they were not taken up by the plants. All the blue, probably we still need to study those compounds for their uptake. So if you see, all these green compounds fall within the range of molecular weight ranging from 200 to 400, and log KOW values from minus 1 to almost 2. If I overlap this with this graph I already showed you, again, you can see from the soil uptake, again, the range is from minus 1 log KOW to 2, and the very high molecular weight compounds like deca-BDEs, azithromycin, erythromycin, tylosin are not taken up by the plants because we have the published literature regarding that. So another third property, I would say, is hydrogen bond donors. An excessive number of H-bond donor groups impair permeability. This is known in the drug literature across a membrane bilayer. And it is the small number of donors that literature links with better permeability. So normally, H-bond donors we express as a log of ratio of octanol to hydrocarbon partitioning. But we can calculate this easily rather than very complicating way of determining this partitioning. Simply, you calculate the number of NH bonds and OH bonds is a good indicator of hydrogen bond donor characteristics. So I went back to the UCL library and saw that there is a sharp cutoff point with the number of compounds containing more than 5 OHs and NHs. Only 8% have more than 5. Last property is hydrogen bond acceptors. Again, too many hydrogen bond acceptors group also hinder permeability across a membrane bilayer. And the sum of N's and O's is a rough measure of this hydrogen bond acceptor ability. And in the USAN library, again, there is sharp cutoff. Only 12% of compounds have more than 10 N's and 10 N's and O's. So we came up with a rule of five. So I say the rule of five applies to all these PPCPs or any other industrial chemical, organic chemical. If the compounds fall in that, straight away separate those compounds. They won't be taken up by plants. We need to not study those, spend all the money to conduct the risk assessment. So what the rule for five says, either five or multiple of five, poor absorption or permeation are likely when there are more than 5 H bonds donors expressed as sum of OHs and NHs. The molecular weight is greater than 500. The log KRW is greater than 5. There are more than 10 H bond acceptors expressed as sums of N's and O's. So we don't need to go there and study those compounds. Desirable range exceedances combinations. There are four rules of, in the rule of five, there are four parameters. If we combine two out of those four parameters, again, we can see that, for example, the last one, sum of molecular weight plus compounds having log KRW greater than 5, compounds having molecular weight greater than 500, there's only 1% of compounds in those USAN library, and there are about 3 to 4% of those compounds in the World Drug Index. So that means there'll be very low permeability of those compounds. I looked at the Derwent World Drug Database, where they report all this new drug. So last 2 years, there were 133 entries in that database, and I looked at the properties of those compounds. Average log KRW was about 1.8. Average hydrogen bond donors were 2.53, average molecular weight 408, and average sum of N's and O was 6.53. So here it's just a couple of days back, I made this list and calculated for some of those compounds that where we have report of absorption and permeability studies. And you can see the compounds in red, azithromycin, cyclosporin, erythromycin, they don't follow this rule of five. So that means there is chances that they won't be taken up by plants. And all this red compounds circled is actually the case. There is published literature where people have studied, tried to detect these compounds in the plant, and they couldn't find any uptake for these compounds. But if you see a compound in green, caffeine, listed here, it meets all the criteria, very low log KRW, low molecular weight, and it was taken up by plants in high concentrations. So I'm presenting this as an approach, so how you can select these environment contaminants. So compounds having log KRW from minus 1 to 2 or 3, molecular weight between 200 and 400 have the highest chances of being taken up by plants, and we should spend our resources studying those for a greater risk assessment too. In conclusions, rule of five should be the first step in deciding which compounds which will not be taken by plants. And we shouldn't spend our resources studying those. And compounds, in terms of my conclusion, personal observations, compound following the rule of three, that less than three H-bonds, donors, molecular weight, again, multiple of 3, less than 450, log KOW, less than 3, and less than 6 H-bond acceptors should only be studied for field planned uptake studies for the greater risk assessment in terms of plants. Thank you.
I think we do have time for this one, but for one question. Sir?
Any studies which have shown whether the pharmaceuticals will behave differently as co-contaminants?
I'll say it again, please.
Any studies indicating whether the pharmaceuticals will behave differently as co-contaminants if you have more than one in soil and behave differently than when you have only single?
Yeah, definitely. But we have seen that. We did some absorption studies, studying absorption for one pharmaceutical in the presence of other. We saw those differences. But those differences appear at very high concentrations. The concentrations, environmental concentrations we are talking about, which are present in biosolids or manure, I think there will be very minimal effect of those compounds affecting other compounds' availability.
Okay, thank you very much.